We're being joined now by Melcher Dallas cross-country coach Amy Stewart. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA. And coach, good to talk to you after a summer break. Things starting to get going around the school and cross-country as well. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Well, you've got a different team this year. You were telling me before we went on, a lot of new faces, a couple that didn't go out for various reasons, one health issue, one wanting to further their education, which both are valid, but it's a different team this year, to say the least, for you.
Yeah, it is a very different look for our team, it's different but exciting just to see where we can go from here. And that's the goal, is just to work to get better.
You do have a familiar face, one that really shined during track and field season last year. She's a sprinter, Trista Hansacker. In fact, she appeared on our top 10 countdown of Melcher Dallas earlier in the month. But yes, she also comes out for cross country just to stay in shape. And really, she, of the girls, probably is your most experienced right now.
Yeah, for sure. She's our most experienced one. And even though she isn't really comfortable running at the 5K distance, she comes out and is kind of the leader by default, because she's the oldest and most experienced on the girls' side. And, we'll use her experience and knowledge that she's gained through the past few seasons to help the two new ones along on the girls' side.
Well, who are the two new ones? Apparently, one is out for sports for the first time ever, and one coming out for cross country for the first time.
Yes, yeah. So we have a sophomore, Amber Addington, who will be coming out for cross country and has never been able to be a part of any of our sports here at Melcher Dallas in the past. And so I always tried to get her to come out since elementary school, and now we finally get the chance and opportunity, and she's done a good job of coming this summer and getting some training in. And then we have freshman Alice Lamb, who's done track in junior high but never had tried cross country, and has been dedicated and excited to start this journey of her cross country career.
And over on the boys, who do you got that's going to be that one that everybody looks to?
Yeah, so again, on the boys' side, I have Austin Remster, who has been out in junior high in his freshman year last year of cross country. And so he will be the leader by default on the boys' side. So Trista and Austin make a great team of sophomores that can help our younger ones along and have, the experience and the knowledge of how things work on our team and how things work in cross country. And looking forward to see what Austin can do on that boys' side too.
Without, your two of your runners from last year, what do you do now? Do you kind of get more of a baseline? Okay, what can you do before your first meet? And then we'll go from there when we get a couple meets in.
Yeah, so we started from the very bottom in the middle of June. We had, some optional practice in the summer, and most of them showed up for those. And so we just started, we started with walk jogging and moved into running and moved into, running further distances and getting a good base in. And then now we're starting to put in some hills and tempo and pace and, just trying to change things up a little bit that way to get all the different components of racing in. So hopefully we're ready to go next Thursday for our first meet at Albia.
When you go through those, how quickly or slowly do you have to go? Is it just each individual kid that they're ready to go on to the next thing?
Yeah, I really try to differentiate my workouts for each type of kid that I have come out, whether I have the Jalen Knutson of the past or, these new ones who have never experienced cross country before. I try to tailor workouts that meets them the best where they're at. These guys are kind of all in the same place, and so we've kind of worked through it all together this season. I've kept everything really low and slow to try to keep them healthy and keep them everything positive and keep them interested in continuing this sport.
Talking to Amy Stewart, Melcher Dallas cross country coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Care of Less on KNIA. You mentioned that you were, kind of almost starting over, but you also kind of said, well, this is maybe a good thing to just see how many more kids can come out and how many more kids I can get interested in this sport.
Yeah, I'm excited to see when school starts, if we can get any junior high kids interested in coming out, to just help build into the future. And it's nice to have some different faces and different people willing to give the sport a try and hopefully, you know, love it enough that they love running and will, you know, in the future get more mileage in and be able to do some bigger things in races when that happens.
You mentioned your first meet is at Albia here in the next week or so. You know, as far as the schedule, you know, has it changed much from 1 year to the next?
The only thing is last year we changed things up because we added a conference meet. And so we took out Lindell Sully. And so that will kind of be similar this year. It seems like meets are a little bit more spread out this year. We don't have so many, you know, two a week. We don't have 2 a week every week. So that's kind of nice to get some training in between. And yeah, looking forward to our schedule this year and seeing what we can do.
All right. Well, best luck to you. We'll check in throughout the season.
Okay. Thank you.
That's Amy Stewart, Melchior Dallas cross country coach. We're back after this on KNIA.